Hi, good.
Sorry, I just wanted to start. It's 7:13. We're going to get started again after our break. There are not any information or discussion items, so that means we're moving on to action items. The first one is the proposed 25-26 fee schedule, and I believe this is the second time we've looked at it. So, in reviewing it, do we need to do roll call? In reviewing it, does anyone have any other questions?
The question I had, nothing's changed since the last time we looked at it, right?
Just some editing that needed to be fixed.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
If anyone, unless...
So, I had a question. As I was watching the fee schedule training, it says that you can't charge any fees K through 6.
Yeah, they're not during school programs. So our after-school programs.
After-school programs you can.
Yes.
But then band is during school. So is this like... Well, so for the elementary school proposed fee schedule, they have band per quarter.
Is that after school?
Band is after school? Okay. Okay.
Just because it's not a class?
Is that right? It's like...
All of these are extracurricular. Everything's after. We don't offer these in school. Okay. That's how we're doing it. Thank you. I paid attention.
That was a good question.
And if there are changes that come through in the next month from the state, because there is still legislation being discussed in school fees, you might have to bring it to you again.
Okay.
Even though it's ended? So at this point, we can vote because this is the second discussion. So I'll take a motion to approve the 25-26 school year fee schedule.
Ms. Gary, motion that we approve the proposed 25-26 fee schedule for Providence Hall.
Mary Natchez, I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call vote starting with Lorena.
Lorena or Jeff?
Candace Janey, yes.
Liz Starley, yes.
Kim Crandall, yes.
Mary Natchez, yes.
Rich Wilson, yes.
Okay. So the school fee schedule passes.
Okay, and our maximum per student is 8,000. Is that high or is that kind of standard?
That's like a maximum cap.
Right.
And so what we do is we kind of take a mock student. We think, okay, if they participated in this and did this and did this, what was kind of worst case scenario would it be, and that they.
And this is fairly standard. The one online had an example cap of 2,000, which seemed low considering that kids can, you know, be in a million clubs and play a million sports. So, okay. Cool.
Okay, and then we have the school land trust plan, which we've gotten. And we can make a vote. We can take a vote on it today, right?
Hi, Lorena Orgel. Make a motion to vote on the school land trust. Excuse me, to approve the school land trust plan 25-26 school year.
I'll second that, Candace Janey.
Does anybody have any questions about it, or?
That's one of the things we reviewed in the meeting we had in the community meeting.
Okay.
We did spend quite a bit of time talking about it.
Okay. And you don't have any concerns?
No, I ask all my questions.
Okay. So I'll do a roll call vote.
I did.
So I'll have a roll call vote starting with Lorena.
Lorena or Jess?
Candace Janey, yes.
Liz Starley, yes.
Kim Crandall, yes.
Mary Natchez, yes.
Rich Wilson, yes.
Gary Art, yes.
Has everybody had a chance to look at the February 20th meeting minutes? And if someone was there, can make the motion to approve those meeting minutes.
I, Liz Starley, will make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes for the February 20th, 2025 meeting. Board of Trustees meeting.
Kim Crandall, I'll second it. Roll call vote, starting with Lorena.
Lorena Orge abstaining.
Candace Janey, yes.
Liz Starley, yes.
Kim Crandall, yes.
Mary Natras abstaining.
Rich Wilson abstaining.
Garrett, yes.
Kayla Trujillo, yes.
Okay. We discussed in the audit meeting, the next meeting month and time, and Nate thinks it would be helpful if we push it out a week. So we're looking at April 24th for the next meeting.
I won't be here.
I will be gone too.
What's the reason?
I believe he said so he'd have a little bit more time to do the paperwork with the WPU.
When the program gets approved by the state charter board. And it usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks. Putting it up to the 17th would be cutting it close. I mean, it'd be tight. But if it looks like that's the only day that works for everybody, we can make that
work. We can keep it on the 17th, and I guess if we need to have another meeting after that, we could do that too. So does the 17th work better for everybody?
The only hard thing about 17th is that is the weekend of Easter, and so... I don't know if anyone's traveling. I won't be here that weekend because I have a lot of family coming in town, but...
Will you be here on the Thursday? Or you'll be...
No, not the weekend. No. I'll be here on the 23rd, not the 17th. But okay. As long as we have quorum, whatever you guys want.
So it sounds like the 17th would work for some and the 24th would work for some, so...
Who are we missing on the 24th?
Me.
Candace and Mary.
And Kayla.
And Kayla. So... I guess then let's just, Rich, you can make either one of them work.
Either one's fine.
Okay. And you can make either one of them work.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if
And it doesn't matter to me either. I guess for now, let's just leave it the 17th. If we need to push it to the 24th, we can. Maybe you'll have a better idea after the pieces go into place, Nate. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then we had the work session would be the board training the school fees, which I think Liz said she watched it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if anyone else
after
did.
I sent it to you right before the meeting started, I made sure that I watched it because I'm so great at that.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. But we'll watch it before the last thing. But we talked about meeting the board, like this was supposed to be kind of we got out in time.
Okay.
Work session.
So, if there's nothing else for the work session, I'll move to end our official board meeting as we need to move into closed session.
I'll second that motion.
So, we need to take a vote on that. So, starting with Lorena. And we're moving to a closed session to... deal with the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
Lorena Orge, yes.
Candace Janey, yes.
Liz Starley, yes.
Kim Crandall, yes.
Mary Natras, yes.
Rich Wilson, yes.
Garrett, yes.
It is 7:22. We're well adjourned.